This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And looks like Jaden might be going number two.
The late buzz. We'll see.
But you know, there's markets for all this, and you can kind of follow the money like we do with everything else. And the odds on Jaden Daniels to go number two have really dropped over the last 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah. According to the gamblers that I follow on X, it looks to me like the latest, and again, 3 days to go until the actual first round gets underway, but seems like the word is that Washington's more smitten with Jaden than previously with Drake May.
Got it. Oh, so you're saying that the chances of him going number two are going up?
Yeah, they're better. Got it.
I thought you were saying the other way around.
No.
I thought you were saying that it was that maybe he was going to fall out of that spot.
Don't think so.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I got nothing for you on... you know, like, again, the evaluation process, I think it's funny how many of us, and I get it, it's part of the romance of this whole thing.
Right.
Whoever you watched in college, and you'll sit there and tell your buddy all about how you think this guy's going to be phenomenal at the next level. I kind of stay out of it because of what Herm just said. You understand that, like, everything NFL teams are doing with these guys is everything but sitting around and watching their college tape. That's all we do. We watch them in college. You could tell me all you want about how Caleb Williams is can't miss. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he can. Si se puede.
Well, you just, thank you for that. You just ran through the dream quarterback class, five guys, four of whom have already been traded, and one is now, you know,
pretty good.
He's good, but he's not as good as you thought he was maybe a year or two ago.
Or that you'd hoped. Yeah.
Right. And so you look at the six quarterbacks that are expected to go in this first round, including picks maybe one through four. And the odds would tell you that one of the six is going to be really good. One will be pretty good. And the other four probably won't be that good at all.
All kinds of busty.
And exactly. If you look at every draft going backward, when there's multiple quarterbacks taken, a lot of times you get one star, maybe a Hall of Famer, one really good, and then it kind of goes down from there. And it doesn't necessarily always mean that the first quarterback taken is going to be the best in class. In fact, it usually goes the other way.
No, completely. Yes. And I'm looking at NFL.com's latest mock, and I think you might have referenced it earlier about projecting that Minnesota would trade up to number four to get a quarterback. And yeah, right now they do have four quarterbacks in the first four picks in NFL.com's latest mock. We all know Caleb Williams is going number one to the Bears. And then it gets interesting after that. And you're right that the odds-on favorite right now is the aforementioned Jaden Daniels to go to Washington. All I was going to say about that, because I'm not going to tell you if I think Drake May is going to be amazing. Or Jaden. I mean, I watched Jaden all the way back at Arizona State, saw all of those games. Jaden is he's a very good player, but you're thinking also about so many other things. What kind of guy is he? What kind of fit is it? What about the marketability? Like, if you're talking quarterback, you're talking about the CEO of your franchise. And so there are so many other questions, and I do think Jaden will be very good at that. This is a marketable guy. This is a talented guy, a dual threat kind of a QB in Washington, D.C., in a division that's got all kinds of glitz and glamour at that position. Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott. It makes a lot of sense. It checks a lot of boxes. Is he going to be a great player? Ask me in 2 years.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. And I just was looking at quarterbacks in the first round going historically just to kind of prove or disprove my point mm-hmm. about the way it goes. Last year, it was Bryce Young, not looking good. C.J. Stroud, phenomenal. Looking and Anthony great. Richardson. Jury's out, but not a great rookie year. The year before was Kenny Pickett, the only first rounder. That's a miss. Then there was the Lawrence, Zach Wilson draft that we already referenced. The year before that, Burrow, Tua, Herbert, and Jordan Love. That's looking pretty good.
Looking fantastic.
For the first round. The year before, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins.
Oof.
Yeah. The year before, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson.
Okay, two.
Bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, two total diamonds, and then two others that are like, you know, I mean, you're forced to call them a bust.
Yeah.
Even though they are
Baker
still.
Baker with a little bounce back.
Yeah, they're viable NFL players. Sam Darnold is too. He's probably going to start the season in Minnesota. We'll see who they get in the draft and if they start him right away. But Darnold got a backup plus contract
right.
to go to Minnesota. So these are still viable players. But I always look at it. Look, if you've got a top five pick and they don't stick with the team that picked them, that's a bust.
Right. Right.
That's a bust.
2017, Trubisky, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, Trubisky, bust, Mahomes, phenomenal, and Deshaun Watson is
was good and now is not.
2016, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Paxton Lynch.
Jeez.
First rounders. So it's a mixed bag. 2015, Jameis Winston, Mariota. 2014, Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater.
Dude, what was the year you said that was 4-for-4 like 4 years ago?
That was
the year before
2020.
2020. Give me the four names again.
Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Love.
Okay.
And they went 1, 5, 6, and 26.
And there is even a little bit of mixed bag in there. Let's not act like we already have a full answer on that. I know the league loves Herbert.
Right.
Hasn't achieved a lot yet. Love, we basically just saw for 1 year. Very excited about him, but many questions still remain.
Tua trending.
Tua,
in the right direction.
Sure, although there's all kinds of debate about him. Tua is the AFC's Brock Purdy. Is he just a product of the right. Mike McDaniel system?
Right.
And then there's Burrow, who has been to a Super Bowl, but has also suffered two major injuries. So a little bit of a mixed bag, but your thumbs up on all four players. And literally, you just went through the last decade
right.
of first-round quarterbacks, I feel like there were only about six or seven that we really liked, and four of them were in that 1 year.
Yeah, probably a few more than six, but...
Is there?
Know,
I'll add in Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, you have Mahomes.
Mahomes.
For sure.
Okay.
What
else?
I mean, I guess I mean, Jared Goff is still a no. He's been to a Super Bowl.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Okay.
And the four in that draft, and other than that, Calamari, Daniel Jones, and Haskins.
Dude, like you're talking about, you could count on both hands.
Kenny Pickett.
You can use your two hands and cover.
Comfortably.
Did you go all the way back a decade?
I went back to 2015, yeah.
Okay.
2014 gets funny with Bortles, Manziel, and Bridgewater.
You did 10 years of first-round quarterbacks.
Right.
And I don't need all of my fingers to count the good ones.
Right. And you're talking about a total of about 20 total quarterbacks taken.
The NFL draft for me, there's two things about it that crack me up. I'm not saying I'm out on it. I'll be here Thursday. We're going to rock this thing.
Yeah.
But there's two things that are funny about it. Number one, the amnesia we suffer is the strangest thing I've ever seen. Because every year, set your watch to it. We'll do it again next year. People will be like, okay, I know there are a lot of busts, but this one doesn't count. I'm telling you, this is the guy. And I'm sitting here going, hey, Bears, I'm 49, and you've never had a good quarterback in my life, so I'm actually going to bet this guy's not going to be any good either. Sorry, Lucas. I'm going to bet right now that Caleb Williams will not be what you think he's going to be in the NFL. And I'm not doing that because I got anything against Caleb. I'm not a draft Nick.
You're doing it because of?
I'm not a scout. I'm doing it because of
Chicago.
No, and I'm doing it because of math.
Oh, yeah.
Math. He's probably not going to be that guy. That's just the way it works. So that's funny thing number one. Funny thing number two is simply the process of watching the content. I think watching the NFL draft is hilarious. People will invite other people into their home on Thursday night.
Draft parties.
Someone will make special food. And I think that an NFL draft is a glorified version of going to your friend's graduation. All you're doing is watching names get read. The only difference, after the first 10 picks or so, the only difference between a graduation and the draft is that the graduation moves faster. The graduation...
Not some of the graduations I've been to.
The person comes through, Ricky Simpson. And what we don't have to deal with then is going to a panel to talk about what we think Ricky Simpson's going to be doing at the next level. Well, let's see, Bob. Ricky is going to be going to Boulder, and his mom's an accountant, and his dad's in sales. And we
don't forget the B-roll footage of Ricky working on his SAT.
Boulder offers a lot of a party environment. Don't know if Ricky's going to be ready for that. He has been prone in the past to have one too many drinks when he goes out. We'll see, Bob.
Jimmy Smith is on the clock.
We move right past that and just go to the next name. That's it. Stop acting like you know who these people are.
I like the pick.
The offensive tackle from Louisiana Tech. You don't know him. The only thing, this is what most people do in the draft. Offensive tackle, Jimmy Splawanovich.
Ooh, I like the pick.
Louisiana Tech. And we'll be like, we needed an offensive tackle. I love it. I love the pick. You don't know a damn thing about Jimmy.
With that in mind, Willard, make sure you're locked in Thursday, 6 to 10, 95.7 yes. The Game's Draft Show with myself, Evan Gidding, and Sterling Bennett.
Breaking down every pick.
You basically, you just desecrated their entire efforts.
And then on Friday.
Joel, I like the pick.
We're going to be here on Friday with our draft grades because I'm going to tell you, I really love what Philadelphia did. I mean, just like, what are we doing?
We're going to do Larry Kruger's best available
at
4:48.
When's the show that looks at the 2022 draft in 2024 to tell me what actually happened instead of telling me in the moment when all I've got is Bobby Splavinovich?
I like the pick, Mark.
He's fat and he went to Iowa. Sweet!
Ran a 4.81 at the combine. His three cone was really good.
What is this?
The shuttle drill.
What is this content? You know what, Lucas? Yes, I do want to do a full hour with Larry on Thursday. Solely that I can make fun of him. That's it. I want to do an hour of how much time have you... I'm going to whop you... How many times...
Stop whooping me.
How much time have you wasted on YouTube in the last year of your life, Larry, breaking down film of overweight young men...
Stop!
...who you think you know...
Stop whopping me.
...what they're going to do at the next level when someone gives them millions of dollars and moves halfway across the country from their family and is asked at age 21 to go be an adult. Good luck. I love it. I love the pick.
I love the pick. Aiden Hutchinson went number two in the 2022 draft.
Yes, he did.
I like the pick.
I like the pick.
I liked it then, and I like it even more now.
Who went number three?
Derek Stingley Jr.
Okay.
It's a good pick.
It's a great pick.
Yes, yeah. Okay, I like the pick.
Yeah.
Number four?
Sauce.
Oh, I like
great
the pick.
Yeah.
I like the pick.
Number one was Trayvon Walker. Good player.
Yeah, but I like it less than the 2, 3, and 4
you
pick.
Probably would have taken Aiden Hutchinson if we want to redraft 2022.
With the fifth pick, the who
New York it? Giants.
The New York Giants select?
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Okay, Grandy is excited. It's a duck.
He's been great.
He's been a mixed bag. He was good last year. Yes. All right.
Please.
Carolina takes... Ike Ikwanu.
Uh-huh.
Good pick.
Yeah. I like the pick.
I have no idea.
Other highlights. Garrett Wilson went 10 to the Jets.
I like the pick.
Great pick. Yeah.
I like the
pick.
Good
draft for the Jets.
But you need a QB, Jets.
Yeah.
Or your receiver doesn't matter. But go ahead.
Well, the Jets picked 4 and 10. The Giants picked 5 and 7. It's a New York state of mind.
Who'd they pick at 7?
Evan Neal. Offensive tackle. Alabama.
Pick.
I like the pick.
You do?
Yeah, he's a good offensive lineman.
How do you know?
He's a big guy and he played in Alabama.
Still starting?
Yeah.
What's his PFF grade? How's he doing?
81.6.
And that's a great question.
I mean, I'm trying to look for who the Niners took in the first round, but that's right. They didn't have one.
Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah.
Who got picked 11th? Give me number 11.
Chris Olave. I like the pick.
Okay, I like the pick.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Jameson Williams goes 12 to Detroit. I like the pick.
I like the pick, but that's been more discussion than actual. Like, let's go to Detroit's receiving core last year. And, like, first of all, Amon-Ra St. Brown is that dude.
Yes.
And great then, pick. Really good pick. Yeah.
Hockenson.
Other than that.
Tight end.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they had a lot of receivers contribute. You're talking about the number 12 pick in the draft. I know we know who he is, yeah. And he had a gambling scandal, and that was fun. But I would argue that they have not gotten what you would want in 2 years out of the 12th pick in the draft.
13th pick is probably the steal of the draft.
Let's go.
Philadelphia takes Jordan Davis out of Georgia.
I like the pick.
I love the pick. He slid for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. Character issues.
Number 14.
Kyle Hamilton goes to Baltimore. Baltimore wins incredible the draft pick. every year.
Baltimore is a smart organization.
Yes.
All right, number 15.
Kenyon Green. He's a guard out of A&M. Don't really like that pick.
How are you? I don't like the pick.
Yeah, totally.
I give him a D plus. All right.
Jahan Dotson goes 16 to Washington. How much further are we going to carry this bit out?
We're going to do like a whole pick? First round. No, Jahan Dotson is absolutely not good value in the first round. And I'm upset because my Washington people were like, steal Jahan Dotson in your fantasy draft next year. He going to break out. And the only thing he broke out with was pimples. he did not do anything. And maybe it's because they didn't have a quarterback. But Jahan Dotson, a disappointment in the first round. Next.
Zion Johnson goes to the Chargers. He's a guard out of Boston College.
I don't like the pick. I hate the pick.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
I hate the pick. He's an offensive guard.
Pro Football Writers Association All-Rookie Team 2022.
And last year, when they literally could not get a yard on the ground, how was he doing?
Not as good, Mark.
Okay, I don't like to pick.
Didn't make the all-sophomore team?
No. The rookies versus the softs.
All right, keep going. What else
Traylon
you got?
Traylon Burks goes to the Titans, wide receiver.
Yeah. That's not really hitting.
Trevor Penning, a tackle, goes to New Orleans out of Northern Iowa.
Couldn't tell you a damn thing about, is he good or not?
Yeah.
I don't like
Kenny Pickett went 20 to Pittsburgh.
Great pick.
Trent McDuffie, a corner to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Super Bowl champ, I like the pick.
Okay.
Quay Walker goes to Green Bay. The linebacker, we saw him this year in the playoffs do some things.
Some things.
He tackled the guy. On purpose.
First round picks.
Kair Elam to the Bills, the cornerback.
Fine. What else?
Tyler Smith, the great tackle to the Cowboys.
You've already made my point, which is you get to the second half of the first round.
The tackle out of Tulsa.
Even if they're going well, I don't know why would I watch this? What was the name of the 22nd pick?
Quay Walker.
Who?
You forgot Kair Elam.
Great.
Tyler Linderbaum to Baltimore, the center.
Here's what I was.
He's an all-pro, Mark.
This is what I
like the pick.
This is what I want people to do on Thursday. I want you to get drunk. Just get drunk. Get drunk and listen to Grandy because.
Great.
Yeah, let's drink. Thank you. Just put your lips on a farmer and please just get wasted so that you can act like.
You better be careful.
No, because when the name is called, you could high five and you can jump around the room and tell everybody, that's the guy I wanted them to get.
Totally.
Like, okay, awesome. Who, why, what do you think you know about what is about to happen next? I give you this, and I'm not going to tell you my sources. Do you remember when
he went fourth?
Do you remember?
To the Jets.
It was a great pick.
I like the pick.
I did like the Jets did get a good draft grade that day. I remember that. People did like that. They're like, Sauce and Garrett Wilson. Like, yeah, and they actually turned out. That's cool. But anyway, bottom line. Remember when the Niners drafted that Quame Harris character out of Stanford?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't like the pick. It's too early.
Neither did they. I'm not going to tell you my sauces. What I'm going to tell you is that dude got in the building and potentially within minutes, the 49ers were like,
uh-oh.
Oh, no, he can't play. He can't play. And was he number two? What, three? What number was Quaym?
Good question.
Thank you.
I'll have it shortly. 6'7" out of Stanford.
That's his height, not his draft number. What was the pick?
Either 6 or 7.
Three, right? Was he three?
26th.
He was 26th pick?
You asked me to look. I looked it up and told you.
Are you being accurate?
Kwame Harris, 26.
Quaym. It's pronounced Quaym.
Fine. He was taken right before Larry Johnson, Penn State.
Okay.
Which, I like the pick.
Larry Johnson was good, and then he was awful.
This is the Carson Palmer draft in 03.
Okay. Why did I think he was earlier? Anyway,
the Lions took Charles Rogers, and then the Texans took Andre Johnson.
That was when the Lions took a receiver every year for like 37 years in a row. I don't know what they were doing every year, and it was never the right guy. What did you say? Andre Johnson went right after?
Correct. He went three. So Detroit took Charles Rogers out of Michigan State, and he was like 6'5", as I recall. He's probably
big,
still is.
Big, lanky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be 6'4", by now. He's getting up there.
Polamalu was in that draft.
Damn.
Suggs.
Anyway, Quaym got in the building,
yeah,
and some people were like, ah, crap. Got to lower our draft grade. This did not go well. Can't play. And you know what? He couldn't. So, I don't know, man.
Yep.
I say a lot of this, if not all of it, tongue in cheek. The TV will be on it, like, absolutely. It's kind of a split screen night. There's the draft. I think that there's at least two, maybe three NBA playoff games that night. I think that's game three, Lakers and Nuggets. There's going to be a lot of stuff on, and I'm in. And, boy, I can't wait to hear Grandy's draft grades, like all of that stuff. It's going to be amazing. It's just funny content to me because, like, unless you're a complete maniac, more than half the names in the first round, more than half the names, you'll be like, I have no idea who that is whatsoever. But you will run a lap around your kitchen in excitement because it's the position that you wanted your team to pick.
Right.
Without any clue what this dude's story is going to end up being within the next 5 years.
And it's always fun to watch the draft with other people who maybe think you know more than you know and just bombard them with cliches. And, you know, he's known for great hand placement and borrow all the Kruger phrases.
I mean, I'm considering inviting Larry over to the house that night. Like, now, just for entertainment value, I want to see how long he can go on, you know.
Oh, he could go.
I mean, I love this linebacker from the Citadel.
Oh, it's great.
And I think it's great value, and he'll be like, he's got a good squat. He's got to, like,
you got to be able to drop phrases like gap integrity and three technique.
He's got a really good motor.
Good motor, yep.
I mean, all of this stuff. And then I'll just look at him. With like a bag of chips in my hands, I'll just look at him. Like, what are you doing?
He did his homework now.
Of course, yeah, who are you talking to?
It's the biggest night of Larry's career. Why would he want to spend it with you, someone who hates it?
I don't hate it. I'm just fascinated by what's happening. I just want to look at him when he's talking and be like, who are you talking to? I mean, look what even the NFL does. By the sixth round, they've got like stand-up comics up there making announcements. They're like, yeah, waka, waka, waka. The Chargers picked the tight end out of Oregon State. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Right? One person's left on site in the draft. Give you a teen movie slow clap. I don't know, man. That's just the way my brain works. It's the draft. It's incredibly important. But the way we consume it is funny to me because it's just names. It's just names.
The NFL.com has the Niners connected to one of the great names in this year's draft. The man's name is Kool-Aid.
What's his last name?
McKinstry.
Or is his last name Aide?
His first name is Gaquincy. Okay. And he goes by Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay, I am so
I like
in.
The pick.
Yeah, he sounds like he would fight Soda Popinski.
He's a cornerback who played at Alabama.
I am in. I am in just for the name. Did you say Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Kool-Aid McKinstry. 6'1", 194-pounder. He's a corner out of Alabama. Niners need a corner.
We need a corner.
Yeah.
I was hoping they'd get a corner, Dibs.
Yeah.
We got Kool-Aid.
I'm hoping they get Kool-Aid McKinstry.
As far as I see it, if they just don't pick a running back, that's a win.
That's great.
Yeah.
When's the Luke McCaffrey thing supposed to happen? When's that happening?
I had him mocked six. I had him mocked at six.
What college did you go to?
Sixth round. He's that one who went to Colorado State.
No.
A&M?
No. I saw him play live.
You did? Where?
Not this past year, the year before.
Where?
Rice opened the season at USC.
Oh, he went to Rice.
He went to Rice.
Nice.
I'm making some of that for dinner tonight.
You were close with Colorado State A&M.
The one McCaffrey went to Colorado, I know that. Yeah. One of those guys.
Perfect. Don't they live there?
Who knows?
They live there, right?
Well, yeah. It's because the Christian's dad played
for the Broncos.
Yeah, I get that.
See how we're putting two and two together?
I don't know if
they're
Buffaloes, but
I can't wait.
So many of them. One of them had to be a Buffalo.
All right, let's go to Mike in Santa Clara with the latest on the NFL draft. Hi, Mike. What are you doing?
What's up, guys? Just wanted to check and see. This is my first time actually listening to 95.7 for the first time today. I actually just wanted to know, with all the talk you guys are doing, who you guys wanting the Niners to get in the first round?
Well,
that's all I got.
I tell you what, Mike, I'm really excited about Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah,
I've been on Kool-Aid McKinstry for at least 7 months now. I love the way the angles that he took last year at where did he go?
Alabama.
At Alabama. I mean, you're coming from a big-time university. That's big-time SEC football. The bright lights of the NFL are not going to get to this guy. It's a value pick. The Niners need a little bit more depth out there in the secondary. I'm going Kool-Aid McKinstry in the first round. I really hope the Niners make it happen.
It's a great take. It's a great take. Ran a 4.52 at the combine.
What? What else are we doing? Who else is on the list?
Oh, there's. I mean, you could go to Larry's. Larry or
yeah,
mock the
Larry
entire.
Mock? Okay. Who did Larry mock? I mean, a mockery of the whole damn thing. Kind of like we're doing to this hour.
Just a couple of guys having some fun.
Yeah,
I got to go pretty far back because Larry posted a lot. Actually, Matt Miller.
Oh, love Matt Miller, who's also a Niner fan, by the way.
Yes, he. He went through and mocked all the picks for the Niners, and he has them taking Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia, with their 31st pick in the draft.
I like it. Big time SEC football. The bright lights in the NFL are not going to. What position does he play?
He's a tackle.
Obviously, that's a position. Offensive or defense?
Offensive. It's a you're crushing this.
It's a position of need, and it's a big-time university. And he's a guy who had success at every level. I think the pick makes a whole lot of sense. I really like what the Niners have done here in the first round.
CBSSports.com, their mock has him going 24, so he may not be available for the Niners at 31. He's got him taking another lineman at 63, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia.
What
your thoughts?
What position?
He's a center / guard. He's a versatile offensive lineman.
Okay, positionless football is something that's really a thing. The Niners both need help at the center position. Or, as things turn in an NFL season, if you need a guy to slide over to guard, makes a whole lot of sense. Played at West Virginia. The bright lights in the NFL won't be too much for him.
Yeah, but guys, what if
I like the pick?
What if the Niners trade Brandon Ayuk to the Jaguars for the 17th overall pick and take Washington offensive tackle Troy Fatanu? What about that one, huh?
That's a great question.
I hate the pick.
I like the pick. No. Fatanu's space eater.
No,
Some say Troy Fatanu is the Trent Williams of this draft.
Well, good for them. I'll take Brandon Ayuk. Trade Brandon Ayuk for the 17th pick. What are we talking about here? No.
Fatanu spent all year protecting Penix's bacon up there in Washington.
How'd that go?
Went pretty well.
They went all the way to the national championship.
Yeah, game. And then what happened when they got there?
Yeah.
Exactly. Bright lights. Too much for Fatanu.
I like that. And Matt Miller has actually Luke McCaffrey going fourth round to the Niners.
I'm in. I'm in on anybody with the last name McCaffrey in this draft.
What about Gore Jr.?
Where's he go?
Well, he's coming out of Southern Miss.
Yeah, Southern Miss.
Does he get drafted?
It's a question for you guys, the experts.
Mark?
You want to I think they should make him Mr. Irrelevant because that's been going real well for the 49ers. So I'd like them to trade down to the last. Who's got the last pick in the draft this year? Who's got it right now? Who's got it? Does anybody know?
Well, there's so many.
I'd like the Niners to move down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, legacy player. Obviously, you know, grew up around the organization. I think makes all the sense in the world. I like the pick.
What about Brendan Rice, son of Jerry?
Also, legacy player, big-time university, USC. Bright lights won't be too much for him in the NFL. I like the pick. Wait, what round? What round?
First round.
That's I don't like the value there. We got that's too early.
Second round?
Second round, I like the pick. Although, you know, a little bit of a ceiling there with the Niners. I don't know how he gets on the field because they're already set with all three of their receivers.
How about third round?
I'm fine with that. Value pick. Yeah. Let him learn on the job underneath some good receivers. I like the pick.
The Jets are picking 257th, so they have the
right
final
now they do.
Pick.
Yeah, but the Niners have a direct pipeline to Robert Saleh to make that phone call, get Mr. Irrelevant again.
Moving on back.
Make some more magic just like you did 2 years ago.
I love it.
Yeah. Granny, do you want me to come on with you on Thursday night?
Sounds great.
Yeah. Call me. I'll give you live reaction to every pick in the 2024 NFL draft.
Will it just be the crunching of chips? Is that what it'll be?
Absolutely. Yeah. I like the pick.
Some experts crunch numbers, others crunch chips.
We crunch chips, yes. And I'll say I like the pick with my mouth full. Mm. It'll be even more fun.
My other favorite thing in drafts is you don't know who the player is, and just solely based on the school, you hate it.
I thought you were going to say you love it, because both happened.
I guess both, but I was both thinking happened. Back. I remember watching, I forget which draft it was, when Jaquaski Tartt got drafted out of Samford, watching with a bunch of Niner fans, everyone was like, oh my God, Samford? How could you possibly pick a guy from Samford in the first round?
Stanford, we're looking for Stanford, exactly. Not Samford. Well, and people fall in love with picks because of where they're coming from. I mean, how about quarterbacks from Alabama? How about quarterbacks from USC? I'm not saying they've all been bad stories, but they've largely been bad stories. But people will do it over and over. Well, he went to Alabama. So, you know, that's pretty much like playing in the NFL. No, it's not. It's not like playing in the NFL at all. Now, if he's a running back out of Alabama, be a little bit more inclined to be excited about it. That pipeline.
Wide receiver out of Alabama, too.
Okay, that pipeline works pretty well. Quarterbacks, I don't care where the hell you played. Is mixed bag and
right.
Let's be real, probably not going to go well.
Just depends on the player. Larry has posted his dozen super sleepers.
Oh, super sleepers?
To find his players with a round six or undrafted free agency grade for the upcoming draft.
Are any of them edge rushers?
I got a wide receiver.
I do love an edge rusher.
Yeah,
I really do.
And he's got a weak side backer out of West Virginia.
Yeah, no.
Lee Pogba. quarterback Austin Reed out of Western Kentucky.
Oh.
One of his super sleepers.
I do like a late QB from Larry Kruger.
Do you think they will take, in all seriousness, do you think they will draft a quarterback?
They should.
Late in this.
I think every,
they have 10 picks.
I think every team should draft a quarterback late. Because you just. It can become a thing, and it becomes such an asset. I'll give you a better example because the Niners' late draft pick turned into their quarterback. But do you want to know who's got some new juice potentially on the trade market in the next year or two? Is the Cincinnati Bengals. Jake Browning. And when was Browning picked? What round was he picked in? This was not someone who was drafted to be a franchise QB. But they drafted a quarterback knowing that they already were completely set at the position. But they had someone come in. They liked him. Their franchise QB got hurt, and their other guy was actually able to, A, remain viable, like he could get you a win or two.
Yeah, he was undrafted 2019.
There you go. Okay? And then he plays well enough to now that next team that's like, we need a QB, You know, like Matt Schaub was this guy once upon a time. You get a look, you're good. Next thing you know, oh my God,
yeah,
trade value, what have you. So I'm in favor of picking one every single draft because they are the most important position in sports.
Teams are starting to go that route. Last year, there were 14 quarterbacks taken, which is the most since 2016 when 15 quarterbacks were taken. So more and more. Yeah, last year you had four quarterbacks in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh. You might as well shoot your shot.
It's all you got.
It could be all you've got at that late juncture.
888-957-9570. More breakdown coverage of every pick in the upcoming NFL draft is next on Willard and Dibs.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me. Jay Daniels is FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, oh, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, potentially our new motto, maybe a t-shirt that we could put in the 95.7 The Game shop. Willard and Dibs, the show Jaden Daniels waits for.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Waiting Daniels is who you were. Am I right? A two.
And with the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels. Arizona State, LSU. Yeah! He's going to be awesome. We'll find out. He might stink.
Not good enough to trump you and I on a phone call.
He might stink.
His own head coach said, you wait. I'm talking to Willard and Dibs.
I'm going to say that after every pick this year. Hey, Willard, what's your analysis? He might stink. That's my analysis.
He's no Kool-Aid McKinstry.
No, I take him. I don't even care if he stinks. Just for the name, I'm in. Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Apparently his grandma named him that when he was a baby because his smile reminded her of the Kool-Aid man. That's a sweet story.
It's the best.
It's the best.
His smile
reminded grandma of the Kool-Aid man.
Well, all I know is
exactly, Grandy.
First rounder, he should be in the green room, and if the NFL's got an ounce of entertainment value, they absolutely should set up like a faux wall that Kool-Aid McKinstry
can just burst through
when he gets picked to come up and shake hands with Roger Goodell and get his Niner hat.
He signed a name, image, and likeness deal with Kool-Aid as a freshman at Alabama.
I would hope so.
Well, I've been trying to get the same deal with that dang ice cream treat that stole my name. You ever had those? Dibs?
Dibs.
They're
absolutely
delicious.
Yes.
My NIL deal.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. It's not coming.
Used to go to the movies. I don't go to the movies anymore.
Is that where you'd eat
get
them?
Get some dibs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll see them there in the aisle.
Ballpark, yeah.
And I'll think of you. And then, what did the socks say that I bought you?
Dibs.
Dibs.
But it was the guy, the moon landing.
The moon landing, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's like stuff around malls that has your name on it. I'm like, what's going on here?
Malls.
Yeah. It's malls and stores. It's like every other thing's got dibs on it. I'm like, what's going on? It's like trolling me or something. Let's go to Jose in Oakland with this Draft Nick special. Hi, Jose. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Commuting home.
Okay.
I figured I needed to call you guys, put my two cents in.
Okay. Please.
You know what? I'll get to my point, but let me get this out of the way. Okay, with a name as Kool-Aid, the only thing that comes to my head, the dude's got to be a 6'8", 6'9", 400-pound dude, okay? If he's going to be a cornerback, you know, that's enough for me, dog. Straight up.
Yeah!
Okay? That's a bad nickname, okay, for a cornerback.
Why?
I feel like, you know, Listen, every time I think of the Kool-Aid man, I think of a big fat dude, you know,
I see.
Big fat jug of Kool-Aid. I'm telling you, do not go for that guy. The guy's going to be a bust.
I don't know the last
Niners,
but hold on real quick, Jose. The last corner that have a really cool nickname, his nickname was Sauce. Sauce comes in like a cylinder jar. Like, that's not the a good nickname for a corner either, but he's awesome.
It is awesome. I'm telling you, it's the hot sauce.
Ah, so, good point.
You know, your nickname has to match what you do. You know, hey, listen, as far as the Niners, I don't recall how many draft picks they have, but they better get another kicker, because our kicker last year, he was money for missing either a field goal or extra points. In fact, he cost us some points on the Super Bowl. Okay, so every year, every team has to pick up at least an extra quarterback just in case. This year, we need to pick up a kicker. We need to bring competition, because this guy stinks. Okay?
Well,
I'm telling you.
Jose, he doesn't,
okay.
A, he doesn't stink, but B, even if you wanted to replace him, I would argue, like, you can find kickers, you know, not in the draft.
Right.
Like, I'm not wasting a pick on a kicker a year after I used a third rounder on a kicker.
And they have 10 picks, Jose, 10 picks in this year's draft.
First mistake. Mark, listen. Okay, when you have a guy that you can actually compare to Jimmy G, Jimmy G had at least one or two throws, all Jimmy throws on every game. When I can guarantee that the guy is going to miss a field goal or an extra point, that's bad.
Well, I'm not even
mean because he was supposedly the best at it.
Right.
How many other kickers were drafted? And you didn't hear the same thing. Okay, I'm hoping the guy gets better. I really do. But as far as the Niners, with the amount of picks that they have, they should go offensive lineman, center, receiver, 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 and then after that pick whatever else they want.
Why
they
so many? Why receivers, Jose? Why so many receivers?
I don't see a Yuke thing.
Oh.
I don't see him. The guy was upset because he wasn't used properly, according to him, on the Super Bowl, and he wants more money than the Niners will be willing to pay.
Yeah, I think he is going to stay. I think that you're, Jose, thanks. It's a really good call. But I do think you're falling prey to the sound of the time. People forget what the Debo conversation sounded like in March and April 2 years ago. He scrubbed his social media. He was at a club, and when people started chanting stay and the 49ers, he gave the wave it off signal with his neck. He wanted nothing to do with the 49ers. How are we doing now? You got to have the stomach for this stuff.
Yeah.
I know it stinks. And TJ Houshmandzadeh, who joined us earlier, and you really should go listen to it on YouTube or the Odyssey app, because he was fantastic.
You can check it out in 10 minutes, too.
Or you could check it out in 10 minutes when the great, our draft expert, Mark Grandy, hosts the best of right here on 95.7 The Game. You really should listen to it. TJ said there are going to be moments, and he was talking about in the future, not even where they already are, there are going to be moments that really tick Brandon off over the next 4 months. That is going to happen. You just have to have the stomach for it. The 49ers have the stomach for this. They took Nick Bosa right into week one. And Nick Bosa took them right into week one. And everybody's got to have the stomach for it. It's annoying. It's frustrating. It can, I'm sure, feel offensive to the player. But I'm not going to sit here on April 22nd and be like, nothing they can do. Got to move on. There's plenty of time.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time, and I firmly...
Well, it gets ratcheted up between now and Thursday.
Yeah.
All of the angst.
Yeah, but I don't hear the sound. It's not perfect, but I don't hear the sound, the commentary that I think we would hear if he was going to get traded.
And I'd listen
and
to...
I'll borrow Mike Dunleavy. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong.
But...
Yeah, are you going to play the Herm as well, Grandy, in your best of tonight?
Probably not.
Okay. Then I'll direct people to the Odyssey app to hear his answer when he talked about talking to John. And it seemed, Herm seemed to me to be pretty certain about the fact that John isn't going to trade Brandon Ayuk. And I don't know what the exact wording was, but
well, it was the order
was
of it.
Pretty dismissive,
it
yeah.
It was the order of it. I noticed this too. That's a very good observation. It's an observation sensation.
Thank you.
Herm goes... We asked him about John, and he goes, he not getting traded.
Right.
And then he's like, I mean, I don't feel like it's going to go that way.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing from nothing. You know, like,
and he and John are like really, really good friends.
Very good friends. Right. They went to see Taylor Swift together. Right. Remember?
That's what, yeah. That's what that was.
That was the best.
Yeah. So
that was the best.
You know, he talks to John. He probably talks to John more than he talks to Brandon. Although he talks to Brandon a lot.
He admitted as such.
Yeah.
He said he's staying out of it right now when it comes to Brandon. Not so much John.
Do you guys want to hear what he said really quick about that?
Thank you.
I've been all but begging for it.
Ah, here it is.
Yeah.
He has to realize that, you know, he's not a free agent. He has another year on his contract. So it's not like we're going to free agency. Fortnite aren't going to trade him at this point. It doesn't look like it. And I think he wants to be a 49er, and hopefully it gets done.
49ers aren't going to trade him.
And then pause at this point. I mean, it doesn't look like it, but I'm with you. I look for this in conversations with people. What'd you say first?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're actually feeling. 49ers aren't going to trade him. And I don't think they will, and they shouldn't.
Right. And I don't think that they would unless you got to a point where you were so far apart on the money that it didn't feel like it was going to work out. And, you know, differing opinions as to the DeForest Buckner situation, how far apart were they? The perception was, at least from the player's standpoint, that they weren't going to come up and match what he wanted.
All right, so TJ, what else? Granny, what else are you kicking around over there for the next hour?
The morning roast, talking through the idea maybe why moving off of Brandon Ayuk could be a good thing.
Ah, so the roast was wrong today.
I don't know if it's what they think the Niners should do, but they're trying to find a bright side in if that's the way that they do
it. I see it. I see it. Okay. Now, disagree, and that's totally fine. But that's what's coming up on the game, and it'll be with Mark Grandy, the best of the game from 6 to 7, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Want to do it again tomorrow?
If we talk draft, I'm in.
You know I'm in. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.